move on to the swipe.
Okay, I can really start with the question before. This thing doesn't clip. I don't know. Oh. Okay, some of these systems are all part of this program project that was started 4 years ago or so by Bob Glaser. And one of the ostensible aims was to define, you know, standard segments of the program flow so that we can interchange at the places where, you know, we may go from particle picking to, you know, defocused determination or whatever. And unfortunately, it has not come to that point. I still think it would be a great thing to do. To define to standardize the various major portions of single particle reconstruction. So I hope it still comes to that top point. So I'm going to talk about SPIDER, I'm showing this here because this is SPIDER's GRO-EL. So the SPIDER, just for people who are not that familiar with it, I just sort of give a quick rundown. It's a command-driven application written predominantly in Fortran 90. It's available for Linux, Iris, and Ix. More than 80 suites of operations with a total of more than 450 operations are available. So right from the start, it addresses branching data flows. It is flexible, it's modular, it's extensible by design. So it was never, you know, boxed up. And it has a hierarchical calling structure right from the start with essentially any number of levels, up to 10, I think, was initially. And I'm sort of proud of the fact that it's started in 1977. The abstract was the first abstract was written for Toronto in 1978, and I had just these two students, one computer science graduate and one undergraduate, and the three of us, you know, put this together. And Powell, some time ago, said something very nice about the SPIDER system. It was amazing that early there was essentially an sort of a data structure and a command structure that made what we now find useful already possible at that time. And obviously, it has developed incredibly from then. And obviously, Michael Rademacher and Paul Penzek have made incredible and very profound contribution to it. SPIDER has a common file format with XMIPS, which is based in Madrid, and we now benefit from this because we are. One of the consumers of the of this very wonderful classification system programs that came out of the Madrid group. All other file formats are supported by conversion routines. It is parallelized on several levels, and the associated tools among them is Web, the JWeb, which is a Java version of Web, and Spire. I'm going to tell you about Spire in the SPIDER reconstruction engine in a little while. This is just an overview of operations supported by SPIDER. There are various operations for file handling on conversion or basic image processing. So in the basic image processing, it is just behaves like a generic image processing system that is not specialized to cryo-EM applications. And then, in addition, there are image processing operations that only make sense in the whole universe of cryo-EM. There are Fourier space operations and many operations that have to do with alignment. Some are packaged up to do rotational shift together, and they are now greatly optimized to perform in a 3D projection matching context. And then we have many operations that have to do with statistical analysis. 3D reconstruction, of course, and then resolution determination, contrast transfer function. We have graphical representations and scripting and flow control, and many operations that have to do with a document file. So, for instance, reference-based reconstruction has this very complex data flow, and so we need all these kinds of file handling operations and all the modules that work on these multiple files. And so I just wanted to tell you something about Nature Protocols, which is an online journal that started a year ago. And I was in Eritrea. I was approached by a very friendly man, and he said he was the editor of that newly created journal. And then within weeks, I got several invitations for contributing to this. So the first one was to write about, make an online article about spider 3D reconstruction, you know, reference-based. And then I got two other requests for other articles. So now we have this happy situation that we have three articles pending in Nature Protocols. And they really deal from the beginning to the end with a single particle reconstruction. One is preparation of macromolecular complexes. The next one is visualization of macromolecular complex using cryo-EM microscopy with FEI. That's, of course, unfair to the other instrument companies, but we pointed out to the referees that this is what we got, you know. This is our game in town. And you have to commission some other articles from other people who are familiar with other instruments. So we left it at that. And then, most importantly now, we have put this together. Now, when we agreed to do this, we thought, well, we have so many scripts around, we sort of paste them together, and it took an incredible amount of time, and we're still sort of in the last preparation, and it has 76 pages and 60 figures. And this is, of course, in the nature of Nature online journals, that you have no limitation on color figures, okay? You have no limitations on pages. You just go on, okay? And you know, when you browse such an article, you can go from page 1 to 76 just in a microsecond. And so it's wonderful from that point of view, because you can be really exhaustive. You don't have to hold back. You can go and cover every single detail. So I just wanted to make you aware of this. And in fact, I have a draft. I have it even with me, but you know, it's not complete. In fact, we are sending this draft to the participants of the workshop that was held earlier this year, but you know, I can also make it available. Just don't copy it any further. I just wanted to run through a few new features since the last Scripps workshop in 2005. 2005, there was an actual spider portion of the hands-on workshop that was conducted by Tapu. And of course, right now we don't have this kind of extensive coverage of any of the softwares. Spider and Web have been ported to Mac OS X for Intel. The procedures for single particle construction now use image stacks for greater efficiency. It's much faster. There are new operations to speed up data flow and combine shift rotate reconstruction from a data set. And then there are new syntax operations for the data flow. There are now explicit names for variables allowed, so we can no longer, one doesn't have to use these X11 and X20 and so on, but give them explicit names. And the symbolic parameters are now true string variables. We have made the creation of an angular grid more accurate. And then there are operations for more convenient interaction with document files. And most importantly, probably for you, is that the Spider Web is released under GPL license, and there is a free download. And all we want to know is who downloads it, so that we get some credit for the resource. And we have three new features. I mean, they are really high level features. Are classification by cluster tracking. This is something that I'm going to talk about tomorrow, and then the classification by maximum likelihood. I put it in quotes because Paul mentioned that it's actually not maximum likelihood. But you know what I mean, what I'm referring to. And then the correlation fitting of molecular dynamic simulated trajectories and similar operations that have to do with three-dimensional fitting. Now, I just wanted to talk a bit about the Spider Reconstruction Engine because I think last time Bill Baxter wasn't feeling well and he couldn't really expound on the subject 2 years ago. So the idea is that it lets the user run a Spider batch file in the graphical user interface. Now, the Spider is really from its concept is completely from the bottom up. So you can be creative on every level. You can make contributions to the source code, or you can program on the level of the command languages or procedures and so forth. However, as you will see in the Nature Protocol, in looking through all the 76 pages, this is just an immense number of batch files that have to be gone through in order to do an entire 3D reconstruction. And the major problem is to handle it, to know from one day to the next what you have been working on, to keep notes and so on. So for this purpose, we designed this Spider Reconstruction Engine, which really puts you on a very, very high level. And from that level, you are sort of the administrator of existing resources. And it now lets you handle the overall program flow, but you don't have to worry about file names and where and the directories and where they are and so forth. So that's the idea. So it keeps track of procedures and output files that they generate. It provides interface to view all files related to the project. And it provides a convenient environment for testing and debugging batch files. It has tools for handling file numbers and project-wide parameters. And there is the ability to save a project in an HTML format. It provides a means for accessing external databases. So here's the download, but I think this is probably in your in your copy of the handouts. So this is simply the way you start Spire, and it has a number of pull down manuals here. So basics is that or the spire is organized around projects. So you simply start a spire for a particular new project. A project consists of an input data set of micrographs, the batch files that process the data to produce the results, which is usually a 3D density map, and numerous intermediate files. And projects are organized by project templates called configurations, which indicate the location of the source batch file, the directory structure of the project, and how the how to present the project to the user. The graphical user interface is organized around dialogues which allow the user to launch spider batch files from buttons. With these dialogues, a large number of project files can be organized into a few conceptually related units, such as particle picking, alignment, power spectrum. These are the kinds of segments that I was telling you about before. For instance, the module power spectra provides access to all batch files related to computing power spectra, determining defocus groups and grouping them into defocus groups. So here is an example for module power spectra. One starts a batch file by clicking a button. So these are the different, this is the various steps of the dialogue that is now put together in this module power spectra. And one can now either click this button and start the existing batch file, or one edits the batch file first. Here, this provides access to the actual batch file, and then one clicks this. And now the contents and the appearance of the dialog are defined by a configuration file. And these spire configuration files are text files using XML tags to organize their contents that describes a set of frequently used batch files for various types of projects. For instance, single particle reconstruction, electron tomography. So one can now, what I showed before is really the product of a particular configuration file. So on a level of a developer, one can now change the configuration file and change the appearance of this whole dialogue. The configuration tells Spire where to find the source batch files in the user's file system, where it should be copied in the working directory of the project. And it specifies how the whole graphical user interface should present the dialog to the user. And there is a particular editor that Bill Baxter developed, which is the configuration editor, which makes it easy to change configuration files. And then there's a batch file form which shows the default register values, input files and output files declared in the header. And for any changes of the batch file, one can simply click the editor and make changes to the program flow that is below the declarations. And then there is also a command, a project viewer in the main menu that gives you access at any time to the stats. It shows the statistics and where you are in a particular project. Okay, so this is pretty much it. I think there was in my own group a resistance to switch over to Spire because people have simply learned Spider the old way, essentially all the newcomers were trained on it and they love it. So anybody who uses Spider should really seriously consider switching over because it makes it so much easier to manage a project. Okay. Well, I mean, yes or no. We are certainly I mean, the whole goal of getting to atomic resolution with this really provides motivation to press on with the software and developing algorithms and making them more efficient, especially for very large data sets. At the same time, the support of the development of SPIDER is really a function of the resource, which stays in Albany. So there are people like Bill Baxter who simply, you know, stay on in Albany. I remained the PI of the project until the end of the resource of the present renewal period, which is in 2010, and then somebody else is gonna take over. But up to that point, the SPIDER development, the main SPIDER maintenance and development, stays in Albany. Yes. Yeah, I don't see why not. I'm sort of speaking off the top of my head. I'd need to check that out. Okay.
One yes? More question, and I can move on. Go ahead.
How thoroughly are the batch files commented so that for a new user, how easy is it for them to tell what variables they need to change beforehand?
Yes, I mean that's a very good question, because Spire in the way it runs now needs well-formed batch files, which means that they have to have declarations, and they need to be streamlined in a particular way so that there's no chance of commands stepping on each other or whatever, and so the batch files that are now part of this entire reconstruction set have already been screened for this, and so they are explicitly commented, and you can look at them and make changes, you know, either with your own editor or you use the editor that comes with Spire.